Welcome to The Commentaries, a podcast series from TAN in which you'll learn how to read and understand history's greatest Catholic works from today's greatest Catholic scholars. In every series of The Commentaries, your expert host will be your personal guide to not just read the book, but to live the book, shining the light of its eternal truths into our modern darkness. Visit tancommentaries.com to get your copy of the book and to subscribe for access to all the great reading plans, new episodes, bonus content, and exclusive deals for listeners of The Commentaries.
Hello, and welcome back to TAN's podcast, The Commentaries. I'm Father Edward Looney. I'm a priest of the Diocese of Green Bay, a pastor of a parish in Shawano, Wisconsin, and a Marian theologian. I currently serve as the president of the Mariological Society of America. And you are listening to the commentary series on The Glories of Mary by St. Alphonsus Liguori. Today is day one, and what I would like to do in our introductory episode today is simply to give you the background of what you can expect as you prepare to read and to think about The Glories of Mary by St. Alphonsus Liguori. But before we jump into the treasures found in this wonderful work by our great St. Alphonsus, let us begin with a short prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. O Lord our God, we ask you to open our minds so that we might know your mysteries better. Give us greater understanding, especially about the role of the Blessed Virgin Mary in the life of the Church and in salvation history. Help us to learn from those who have gone before us. Come to our aid now as we begin this study on the glories of Mary. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. St. Alphonsus Liguori, pray for us. As we begin our reading of the glories of Mary, my role, my goal, my hope is that through the commentaries and through these short little episodes, that I can just break down some of the tough teachings or the things that Alphonsus Liguori says that might be difficult for you to understand. And so today, I just want to give you kind of the background of the glories of Mary. We hear about it actually in the very beginning, and how interesting that St. Alphonsus Liguori, when he writes his introduction, he tells us something. He says, which it is necessary to read. The audacity, the boldness that Alphonsus Liguori has, as he tells us, you should read this introduction, because what typically happens? You and I might pick up a book, and I've written several books. I'm an author, have several works about the Blessed Virgin Mary, and I usually, in my introduction, when I write a book, I will typically just share kind of the background, what led me to write this book, or something like that. So, for example, I wrote a book called How They Love Mary. It's the name of my podcast. It's the name of a book. And so I wrote the introduction, and basically I introduced the book just by saying, like, how do you love the Blessed Virgin Mary? I shared my own story about my love for Mary, and that's what has led me to be a Marian theologian and to be the president at the current time for the Mariological Society of America. And so I shared all of that. Now, a reader, they could definitely pick up my book and they don't have to read the introduction. I know that when I was in school, typically the preface or the introduction, I would simply ignore it. I'm like, you know, the teacher is assigning us to read this book. Why do I need to read the introductory remarks? But St. Alphonsus Liguori, it's almost like he knows us. And so he says, no, you have to read this. He wants us to read it. So I think it's important for us just to know a little bit about St. Alphonsus Liguori. So St. Alphonsus was born in the late 1600s, almost in the 1700s. He was born in 1696. He dies in 1787, so he had a very long life. St. Alphonsus is known especially because he was the founder of the Redemptorist religious order. So their initials are CSSR, probably deriving from the Latin of their congregation, Congregation of the Most Holy Redeemer. If I had to guess, with the transliteration of CSSR, so you have Congregation, SS, Most Holy Redeemer. So anyways, St. Alphonsus Liguori is known, especially The Glories of Mary is one of his great treatises. But there were other writings as well. He gained a great reputation, not only as a spiritual writer, but he was a moral theologian. People really turned to him for his insights about the moral life, how to live a good life, how to avoid sin. Some people would tell you that St. Alphonsus Liguori was probably a bit scrupulous as well, that he struggled with that in his own life. Probably why he was so interested in moral theology, he was struggling, kind of coping with his own sinfulness, and so trying to understand that in the light of everything. So St. Alphonsus Liguori is valuable in so many different ways. And so we have The Glories of Mary. This is a great Marian treatise that he has left us. If you think about some of the great Marian books out there, one of them that immediately comes to mind, of course, True Devotion to Mary, written by St. Louis de Montfort. I would probably put Fulton Sheen's book, The World's First Love, in there. There are other books about Mary and contemporary books. Like I said, I've written several Marian works. I know of several authors that have written Marian works. And there's nothing wrong with contemporary writings. It's why people like me and other people write books. It's why Tan Books exists, so that contemporary authors can continue engaging with their audience today. But you know what's so special when it comes to St. Alphonsus Liguori? Is that this is a man that lives in the 1700s, ordained a priest. He's a bishop. He's a writer. That here we are in the year of our Lord as I record this, 2023, maybe as you listen to this, 2024. And St. Alphonsus Liguori is speaking to us from his place in the 1700s. That's amazing to think about. That these saints are still so relevant. That the saints that we celebrate in our church calendar, that they're relevant. The fact that every year, for example, on December 7th, we get to celebrate St. Ambrose and revisit the writings of St. Ambrose and see why St. Ambrose, who lived in the 300s, why he was so important in Christianity. It's almost as if the saints are timeless. And hopefully some of the books Tan has published, hopefully some of the books I've published, maybe they'll stand the test of time too, like St. Alphonsus Liguori. Maybe someone will be reading A Heart Like Mary's 100 years from now. But how amazing. How amazing is it? I went to Mundelein Seminary. That's where I did my major studies for seminary. I studied under Bishop Barron, actually. He was our rector 3 out of my 4 years. I did the STL, a license in sacred theology. Did that during the summer months, and sometimes I still go back to Mundelein Seminary simply to go into their library. Just a few weeks ago, I went back on my day off, 3-hour drive, went down there, wanted to do some research. And here I am opening up books that tell the story of the early Jesuit missionaries. I wanted to know more about Father Claude Allouez, a Jesuit that served in my diocese. How beautiful it is that we can go to a library and open up books and read history and learn about these people and read their writings, and they speak to us in this present time. That's a lot of introductory material, but let's get to our main point now. So we're talking about St. Alphonsus Liguori and the Glories of Mary. This is the main point I want us to take away in this introductory episode as we begin our series. We're going to have over 20 episodes in which we break down some of the thought of St. Alphonsus Liguori. I've looked at some of the other commentary podcasts, and they are, you know, lengthier, maybe 20 minutes. I'm probably going to be a little shorter, but I think the work that we're dealing with kind of demands that. There's not as much material to get 20 minutes out of, for example, let's say. But maybe there's enough for a good 7-minute homily or 10-minute homily. So I'd like you to look at what I'm going to be doing as maybe just little reflections, little homilies on the writings of St. Alphonsus Liguori that we encounter in the Glories of Mary. So what can you expect in this book? First of all, when you read the Glories of Mary, it's not like St. Alphonsus Liguori wrote this book. What do I mean by that? You're like, no, his name's on the front cover. He's the author, you dummy. Well, what I mean by that is St. Alphonsus Liguori was like this great collector of information. And so what Alphonsus Liguori does is he collects from the great saints of the church. He writes about them. Maybe they're not yet saints. Maybe they're people that today we read them and we're like, why didn't the church make them a saint? Surely there's wisdom there. So essentially, you're going to be reading quotations from other spiritual writers. So you'll hear something like, you know, as Hugh of St. Victor says, and then he'll go on to quote Hugh of St. Victor. It's really a great collection. And if you have like an e-version, for example, and you're maybe writing about St. Anselm, let's say, and so you want to learn about St. Anselm, Benedictine philosopher, well, maybe St. Alphonsus Liguori, maybe he has something to say about Anselm of Canterbury. You could search his name in an e-version of the book. I know it's something I've done with the Glories of Mary. For example, like I've been wanting to do a little study on, for example, the Song of Songs. And so I want to see what some of the saints said. And well, Alphonsus Liguori has given us a great resource where I could just put in Song of Songs and maybe find some quotes that he has in the Glories of Mary. Or, you know, I want to know if Queen Esther, if there was a Marian connection to Queen Esther. And so what did I do? I put it in the Glories of Mary into the e-version that I have. Queen Esther. And lo and behold, I found 3 quotes. And the day that I was preaching, I used one of those quotes. It was for Radio Mass, for Relevant Radio. And so the Glories of Mary, to me, has been a great resource, a great tool that not only has it opened my eyes about Mary, but it's helped me in some study and some research and to understand certain things. So it's a great resource. So that's one of the things you're going to find in the Glories of Mary. Just a lot of wisdom from so many years of the Catholic Church, from the holy men and women, priests and religious. So it's great. It's a wonderful resource. And then what happens? So as we're making our way through, you'll have like your chapter. And the first half of the book deals with the prayer of the Hail Mary. And basically, Alphonsus Liguori is going to say, here's all the things we could talk about in terms of the Blessed Virgin Mary in relationship to this prayer of the Hail Holy Queen. The Salve Regina, as it would be sung in Latin. So he will have the main point. And then at the next section, so you'll have basically, let's say, the main body of what he wants to tell you about Mary, quoting the saints, as I've referenced. And then he's going to tell you a little anecdote. He's going to try to use the story of holy men and women and say, look at what we just studied and how that is really played out then in the life of this monk or religious or lay person. So there's a little story. And then there's a prayer. So St. Alphonsus Liguori will give us that prayer to kind of synthesize, to conclude. So he's talking to Almighty God, imploring the intercession of Mary, thanking God for the role that Mary has had in his life and in the life of believers and in the life of the church. So that's what you can expect as you open up the glories of Mary. So if you want to do something today as we begin this episode and we begin this series on the glories of Mary for the commentaries from Tan Books, maybe just read that introduction, which is necessary to read. And maybe after you read it, just ask yourself, why did St. Alphonsus Liguori demand or command me to read this introduction? What's your takeaway from it? And that brings us to the end of day one in our study of the glories of Mary. Thank you so much for listening and for joining me on your journey to grow deeper in your spiritual life. Next time, we'll be discussing the beginnings then of the glories of Mary, and we'll be talking about Mary as the Queen Mother and how St. Alphonsus Liguori helps us to understand this belief about the Blessed Virgin Mary. Thanks so much for tuning in today. May you rely always on the intercession of the Mother of Jesus. May God bless you today and always.
This has been an episode of The Commentaries, a podcast brought to you by Tan. To follow the show, study more of the greatest Catholic classics, and to support The Commentaries and other great free content from Tan, visit tancommentaries.com to subscribe and use coupon code COM25 to get 25% off your next order, including the Glories of Mary and countless more spiritual works to deepen your interior life and guide you to heaven.